Welcome to the Divine Connection Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Arroche, and together we are walking the path of discovering your true self and the alignment with your soul. Through these conversations, you will experience a deeper level of connection with yourself and the universe, and most importantly, you will trust in your spiritual journey ahead. Let's begin. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Divine Connection Podcast. Today, we are answering a question from Dean. And so Dean says, "My divine messages are not always clear. How do you properly define messages received, especially dream messages?" Oh, I love this. Let's break this down. Let's go deep into this. And I'm going to share my process with you on how I kind of break down the different signs or messages that do come through, because you're right, it's not always clear. And I don't believe that they're always meant to be clear. And I feel like sometimes there's this misconception that because, you know, for me at least, like being a channel and being someone who channels clear messages and shares a lot of divine truth, that for me, it's like the messages are clear and on point all the time, which is not true. Sometimes I got to do a little bit of deciphering and to really kind of break it down and understand what the divine is trying to tell me. So we are all in the same boat with this. And one thing that I'll say right off the bat is that the clarity around messages that we receive and really understanding what the different signs or the different ways that messages do come through, the clarity around that and our ability to discern what those are, it really comes with practice and also deepening your trust. Because at the end of the day, you have to think about this, there's not really going to be a form of validation. It's not like the angels are standing there and they're like, yes, you got it right, and giving you a thumbs up. It's you're really in a sense of trusting in your intuition, trusting in your connection, and trusting in how you perceive information. And that's the first place where I recommend starting with this whole process, is really leaning in or observing and getting honest with yourself. Do you trust yourself in discerning information? And that's the first place to really dig into this and clear anything that comes up that says, no, you're always wrong, or no, you probably don't understand this, or whatever the case may be, because you are a sovereign divine being, first and foremost, and you are meant to be receiving messages. You are meant to have a deep spiritual connection. And I truly believe that for every single one of us. And so that's the first place that I recommend starting, is just looking at where are you not trusting yourself, or where are you not allowing yourself to lean even deeper into your abilities or into the messages that you do receive in order to discover what's coming through for you. And that's the next point here, is seeing the divine messages that come through or signs that are coming through for you as points of discovery. And so rather than it feeling like a pop quiz where it's like, oh my gosh, I got a sign, but I don't know what they're trying to tell me, I need to figure it out. Instead of it feeling like a pop quiz that you got to get it right or wrong or whatever, that it's actually a point of discovery and a point of curiosity. Let me get curious about this. Let me see. I just got this message or this sign, and that's curious. That's interesting. Let me explore this further and lean into it, rather than being like, oh my gosh, I got the sign and now I don't know what to do with it, kind of a thing. And then we kind of feel like we're, you know, blindfolded and something's going on and we don't even know. And, you know, we are kind of technically blindfolded in a way. But it's a way for us to discover, and it's a way for us to deepen our trust and deepen the connection to our own self, to our intuition, and also to the divine. Now, whenever I receive any sort of, you know, we'll say quote unquote cryptic message or something that's not very clear to me at first, my default response is that I say, okay, cool. Thanks for showing me that. Like, thank you for that sign. Thank you for that message. Thank you for that awareness. And then that's like the first initial, like, thank you. I acknowledge it. So the first thing is the acknowledgement and just this gratitude and like, okay, cool. Thanks. I appreciate that. And then the next thing that I say is, okay, guide me into anything else that I might need to know about this, or show me what's next. Show me what else. Reveal to me what my next step is from this. Alongside that, what I also want you to do, and this is what I do, is I immediately tune into what are my initial impressions of the sign or of the message or whatever is coming through. In a recent example that actually happened, I'll share the story with you, is I was having a conversation in my DMs with a beautiful soul who took one of my workshops, and I forget how this conversation even came about, but she shared about a trip that she had taken to Salem and something about like the trip and how much she enjoyed it and all the things. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Really cool. And then after that conversation, I started seeing Salem, like the word Salem everywhere, like literally everywhere. And I had told her at some point, I was like, oh, I've been seeing Salem like all the time recently since our conversation, which is really random, but whatever, you know, it got to the point where it was, you know, it caught my attention because it wasn't random anymore. It was coming up in the most random ways. One time I was out for a walk with my daughter, just like around my neighborhood. And I happened to walk by this woman who had a backpack on, and on the backpack it said Salem. And I was like, okay, the chances of that happening are extremely low. Like something's going on here. And so, you know, in this moment, it's, you know, walking through the process that I just shared with you. Okay, cool. Thanks, angels and guides, for showing me this sign. I acknowledge it and I see that you're trying to tell me something. And then the next step after that was me tuning in, you know, kind of alongside asking, okay, show me if there's anything you want me to do with this. And also I was tuning in, and the initial impression was not only that I had had a past life in that area and just like had an experience there, but also that I have a soul connection with the woman, that we were having conversation. We were just like having, you know, just like soul connection happening. And I was like, oh, okay. Like we know each other from this past life. Like that is what's clear to me from here. And it wasn't that that came through as a specific message. It was my intuitive knowing. It was through my clairs. Like it was through my own senses that I received that and I understood that. And so that's something else to just keep in mind here, is that oftentimes when we receive any sort of messages like this or a sign or anything like that, it's almost like a, and I've talked about this before, where it's like an anchor point for us. We anchor into what that energy is holding. And when we connect with that anchor point, more can be revealed to us. However, it's not going to be obvious. So I could have had these thoughts around, oh, I had a past life there and I have a soul connection with this woman and like we had a past life together. And I could have been like, but I don't know, like, nah, dismiss that. I don't know if that's true. Like I have no proof. Like my thoughts are just thinking that, like I'm probably making this up. I could have gone down that path and just dismissed those feelings or dismissed those thoughts. But I didn't, because I trust myself and I know myself and I know how messages come through for me, because simply because of the consistency and practice and the nature of my work. And I am very familiar and aware of how it comes through for me. However, this is the case. This could be the case for anybody. And so whatever your intuitive gut feeling and reaction is to whatever message, whatever's coming through, it's important to pay attention to it and to trust it and to know like, oh, okay, that is something for me to know and for me to receive. And so then from there, if there is anything else that you are meant to do with this information, then it will be shown to you, and it's trusting in that. And so far for me, nothing else has been shown. Literally, as soon as we acknowledge with each other, when I said to her, you know, this is what I feel, this is what I think, like this is what's happening. And we both acknowledge like, oh yeah, we definitely have had a past life together. I have not seen that word since then. So to me, that's an indication like, yep, that was complete. That's what we wanted you to know from that. There was a part of me that was like, oh, I should maybe do like a past life healing or something. I don't know. But that was more my ego mind coming in and being like, yeah, we should do this. Like, this makes logical sense. But I was never guided. Like, that never, the opportunity never showed up to do that. I never felt led. Like, I never felt the nudge and in being led into like, you need to do a past life healing journey for yourself right now kind of a thing. It was more just like, yeah, you acknowledged what was meant to be acknowledged. You spoke to it, you confirmed with each other, and that was it. Okay, cool. And whatever I need to know from that experience moving forward, you just let me know and I'll pick up the next message or the next sign that comes in. But there was no need to like go any further with that. And that was it. And sometimes these kinds of things come up just for the acknowledgement, just for the understanding and knowing like, oh, okay, that's something that is important for me to know. And I'm just going to keep it here. And whenever that's relevant again, or whenever I need to use this again, or whatever I need to have a next step after this, you're going to let me know. And I'm going to trust that. So that's what's important to understand with how messages come through. And that's kind of the process that you can take to support you in deepening your understanding and utilizing whatever the message is that did come through for you as the anchor point. And then I see it as like the anchor point, and you open it up. Okay, what else is here? Let me open this energy and receive whatever is meant to be received here. And so from there, that's really the basics of this. And you will know, like I said, to me, whenever there is an action or something that we need to do that's associated with a sign or a message, you will feel it as a nudge. You will feel it like it just flows and it just naturally opens up into whatever that action is. So I don't really, you know, try to do anything unless I really feel that strong nudge. And I feel like sometimes because of our human need to control of everything, we tend to think like, oh, I need to like do more and do this and do that. And we have this conditioned feeling of I need to do something. And rather than leaning into the simplicity, well, that's just the simplicity of the message that came through, and that was it. And that's all we need to know. So that's it. and that's where also developing your clairs and developing your senses in terms of your spiritual abilities and connection with how you receive information, your intuition is really powerful, because then you just receive the information, you know it, you're familiar with it, you have the practice of discernment, and then you move on. And that's just how it kind of flows and how it works. Now, when it comes to discerning dream messages, I love this because it is a little bit trickier. And so I'm going to share my practice of how I discern or how I take in dream messages. And the very first thing that you want to pay attention to is how you felt in a dream. And the other thing, actually, I'll just share this right now because this is coming through from the angels. What they're saying is that, first of all, it's important to understand that dreams are not always necessarily a sign or a message. Sometimes it's our way of processing energy and moving things out and clearing things out energetically. So sometimes you wake up from a dream and you remember the dream and you're like, whoa, that was crazy. And it's an awareness. Again, your intuition is going to tell you, your clairs are going to tell you, was this a dream of processing energy or is there a message here? And so that's the first thing that you want to just kind of pay attention to, be aware of. And if you're not sure, then you can ask like, reveal to me, you know, angels, God, divine, reveal to me, what was the significance of that dream? Was I processing energy or is there a message for me there? So that's the first kind of layer here. And then after that, you're going to pay attention to how you felt in the dream. What are the key emotions or feelings or even thoughts or ideas that came through for you during that dream? That's the second thing. And then anything that you remember in terms of symbology or specific experiences or connections or people or sometimes divine beings that come through in dreams that really stood out to you. So this is going to be obvious because it's going to stand out. And again, because dreams are you know, so intertwined with our subconscious, it is going to always still be a mix of you're receiving a divine message, if that's the case with that dream, and also your subconscious is just like doing weird things in a dream, right? Because that's just always the case. A dream is never just like, you know, oh, like everything's normal. There's something weird that always happens or whatever. So you're just going to notice what stands out to you and just noticing that. Like, for example, if you keep repeating the same name over and over in a dream, then that is something to pay attention to. Most likely that is one of your guides or guardian angels that's coming through to support you or to let you know that they're around you. So that's something to pay attention to. If you have a name that comes up or you keep repeating a name, that is something to pay attention to. Noticing your feelings, noticing what your thoughts were, noticing just the overall experience, and also noticing how you are. Like, are you standing up in a way where it's kind of like, oh no, like I was confident in this sort of confrontation in the dream, or the opposite, I felt like I ran away and I wanted to hide in the face of this confrontation. And, you know, it gives you a clue in terms of what is happening on a deeper level for you to be able to either just support the processing of that emotion or to support you with understanding, is there something else for me to integrate in my waking everyday life? The other thing that you want to pay attention to in your dreams is any themes that might be occurring or reoccurring in your dreams. Themes, again, that are along the lines of either, you know, maybe you keep getting lost in your dream, or you are losing something in your dreams, or maybe it's confrontation. Maybe it's something where you are experiencing, you know, shame, or, you know, those kinds of things often come up as reoccurring themes. That is a way to gain our attention, to process the energy. And then as part of, you know, the last step here is asking to see, is there anything that I need to support myself with in my everyday life? You know, if it's a dream where you're processing emotions or energy, sometimes there is stuff that you can do in your everyday life, in your waking life, where you can support that process. Maybe it's journaling, maybe it's really coming into deeper affirmation, you know, whatever the case is. And so that's something else that you just want to pay attention to and be aware of, and continuing to ask. And this is something that I always, always, always say. I always tell people, ask your questions, ask the divine, ask for clarity, ask to be shown, ask for it to be revealed to you. And also with the dreams, very similarly to how I explained just moments ago, when it comes to just receiving messages or signs, you want to also, at the foundation of it all, utilize your intuition, utilize your clairs, utilize your abilities, and what comes through. What is the knowing? What is the insight that you feel immediately, like your gut instinct, when it comes to a dream? And you will know. And in that, you can then trust that the next steps will be revealed to you. So it's very similar to what I just shared. It's just like a little bit, maybe more of a detective work and investigation when it comes to dreams specifically. But overall, this is going to really support you with your process, with how you receive divine messages. And like I said at the very beginning, the key to all of this is how much you trust in your own self and how much you are leaning in to what was revealed to you, how much you are leaning in to the message or the dream itself or the themes or whatever it is that really stands out to you. So leaning into it in order to receive the clarity on how you're meant to move forward. Now, the thing that I want to share with you as well is that if you are in a place where you desire to up-level your abilities, up-level your connection to the divine, really strengthen your intuition and your ability to receive guidance, receive information, then I invite you to check out my self-study workshop. It is called Developing the Clairs. And in that workshop, I am walking you through the entire process of how to strengthen each of your clairs, your ability to see, your ability to know, your ability to feel and to hear divine messages from spirit. And additionally, I teach you how to strengthen your intuition through oracle card decks. And so through this process, this overall workshop, it is going to develop your confidence in yourself and it's going to skyrocket your abilities. And this is feedback that I've received from many students in the past, where the techniques and the practices and the tools that I teach you here, they really support you in letting go of any fears and letting go of any doubts and letting go of any sense of like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm capable, and shows you how capable you truly are. And in that process, as you see how capable you truly are, you really lean into your innate abilities. And this is the thing about our clairs, is that they are a natural part of our being, just like how you are a spiritual being through and through. Like, nothing will ever take that away from you. It's the same thing with your clairs. Like, your clairs are a part of who you are. It's just that most of us have forgotten how to use them and forgot that we even have that muscle. And so by going through this workshop, it's like going to a gym. It's like a gym program, exercise regimen to strengthen your muscle and to support you in remembering who you are, remembering your connection, remembering your abilities and your senses. So if you would like to join me for this workshop, all you have to do is go to the link in the show notes below this episode. Go check out all the details, and I cannot wait to see you in there. So that is it for our episode today. I'm sending you so much love and angel blessings, and I will see you next time. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. And if you want to learn more about the Divine Connection podcast, you can go to christinaaroche.com/podcast and learn about how you can be featured on the show.